Hey guys, so unfortunately, we had some audio issues at the beginning of this episode, and you couldn't hear my intro. So basically, I'm just gonna cut it to where Alaro starts talking about Doctor Strange, and we just kind of get into it from there. So sorry about that, but enjoy.
It truly was a multiverse of madness. I thought it was fine. I thought it was the usual like Marvel stuff. Like, I got what I came for, and by the end I was like, all right. Yep, that was another Marvel movie, Did nothing crazy. Yeah, it didn't do anything crazy, and it didn't do anything like I didn't think it was bad, honestly. I think it's better than most Marvel movies. It's just I guess after like the few ones they've had, it's just like the worst, I guess. Compared to the ones that they've released recently. I think the thing is, it just feels so insignificant. Like nothing, what exactly happens in this movie where it's like, oh yeah, we needed to see this, Other than the I'm just gonna spoil it because who the fuck cares, right? Like if you like, if you like the only most major thing that happened was see, I don't like saying that, like it was insignificant because somebody's gonna be like, oh, well, actually, it was very significant because the Illuminati showed up and Wanda's a villain now. It's like I know, but it's like I feel like by the end of it, it's like nothing really, st still nothing really happened. It was visually interesting. I like the director who directed the original Spider-Man trilogy. Like, they didn't hire, I thought they hired him because he did Spider-Man, but no, they hired him because he did horror movies. Like, they're like the way he directs, like, his, yeah. I don't know how to. His style is like all over the movie. Like, he directed the original Evil Deads, and there's a lot of that in here.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah. I feel like it was like on the lower end of Marvel movies for me. Maybe it's because it followed up all the bangers, but I just think it was like it had me in the beginning, and then it got like really slow, like script-wise, and then there was some dialogue that like took me out of it almost. Like I was like, ew, like why'd you say that? Or like why are we going into this? You know what I
Oh
mean?
yeah, I get what you're
And
saying.
that
It
usually
went
like doesn't
hella.
happen in Marvel.
I want to say it gives that like 2000s vibe of superhero movies.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a bad. I like that stuff because
I
like that's
hate that
kind of how they
stuff.
were talking.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but that's it took me out of it, and then I didn't like how at the end, spoiler, he does all this work to get back there, and he's literally just like, all you gotta do is like believe in yourself and then you can win. And she's like, oh shit, you're right. And then yeah, and then she can use her stuff now. I don't
Well, I mean, I get what you're saying about that, but I do like how these Doctor Strange movies, he's always fighting somebody more powerful, but they beat them because they're smarter in a way. Like in the first movie, he didn't beat Dormammu, he just did the time loopy thing, right?
Yeah.
And then in this movie, they also they no way they're beating Wanda like with just their powers, so they
Yeah.
had to, yeah. That's one thing I like yeah, they kind of kept, I don't know if that was planned, like, oh yeah, that's a Doctor Strange thing, but yeah.
No, that's a good
Yeah, I like
observation.
that.
Yeah, it feels like it's on purpose. We'll give him credit for it.
Yeah.
yeah, visually, it's a really cool movie though. Like, one thing that
Yeah.
stuck out to me was the, except for the eye, I didn't like the way the eye looked, by the way.
His eye, his third
Yeah, I was like,
eye. I kind of liked how bad it looked. Like I feel like it did look. I don't know. Like because when it ha I also noticed that. Like, did you see the She-Hulk trailer?
No, I didn't.
Well, people are like harping on the CGI. I noticed that. I'm not really like I don't give a shit about that. I just want a good story. Like if it looks bad, I really don't care. Yeah, I kind of like the eye. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I didn't care that much, but I like noticed it. Like, 'cause I'm like you, I like a good story. But one shot that like still sticks out to me is they put the ocean in like this little cup. I don't even remember where it was at, but I
Yeah.
was like, "Whoa, that's cool." Like, I'm still like picturing it. So, I don't know. Pretty cool movie visually. Like, showed me some weird stuff with all the multiverses. But yeah, what'd you think
What'd you
of
think?
oh.
Oh, go ahead. I
I
think we're
think
the
we're
same.
gonna
What'd
ask
you
the
think?
same question. Yeah, what'd you think of
Yeah.
the little cameos there in the Illuminati?
Yeah. Should we go one by one? Let's save the big one for last. Well, I'm assuming we both know what the big one is.
Okay.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Okay, We could go with Captain Carter first, I guess. What do you think was seeing Captain Carter in live action?
I
Oh,
didn't.
you didn't watch What If? She was
Yeah,
in
I
What
didn't
If.
even know who that was. Like, I knew like two of
Yeah.
them, so it's all you.
In another universe, she got the super soldier serum instead of Chris Evans. So that's her whole deal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was cool seeing her live action because she's ripped.
Yeah.
Because
Wow.
in the What If it was a cartoon, right? So I was just like, oh yeah, that's pretty awesome. Like she got the serum instead of she's like tall. But yeah, like seeing her live action, like yeah, that was crazy. I was like, wow, she actually probably got fit for that, huh?
Damn.
So that was cool. Yeah. Captain Marvel is cool.
Yeah.
I don't like how she died though.
I
But
can't remember how she died. Oh, the
she got crushed like
Yeah.
by the pillar. I was like, all right, I feel like Captain Marvel's stronger than that, but all right.
True, yeah. I feel like she should have lived that, actually. Good point.
Then there's Black Bolt. What do you think of Black Bolt? He's the sound guy. The voice.
Oh, the way he died was I was
That
like,
wasn't his fault. Fucking, he got set up by his own teammate.
what do you mean?
His teammate was like, yeah, he could kill you with one
Oh yeah,
whisper.
he
And
gave
then,
him away.
yeah, and then, yeah. And
He's like,
he's like, dude, why'd you?
yeah.
Did
That's
you see
pretty
the memes
funny.
about that, though? That was pretty funny.
No, I
The
didn't.
memes are like, oh, shit. I don't forget how exactly it goes, but they're setting up Wanda for a Candace joke. That's what it was. Yeah. His superpower is really cool, though. Like, he literally, like, nothing can come out of his mouth because he will just, like, destroy everything in front of him.
Yeah, I was wondering. I didn't know who that was, so I was wondering like why he was sign languaging in the beginning. I was like, "What the? Who is
Yeah.
that?" Like, so that yeah, that was
My
pretty cool.
theater wanted, yeah, my theater wanted to make us deaf because when he did his thing, I was like, ow, like,
Damn.
we were right next to the wall. It hurt my ears.
All right, who's the next one?
Professor X is the second to the last one.
Yeah, I mean he felt like he was kind of just there for fan service, to be honest.
Actually, I was actually. He was the one I was most excited to see because it was like. Because I also like grew up on those movies too with Spider-Man. So like seeing him actually in the MCU was like, holy shit, he's here. Like he's actually here, you know?
Yeah.
That was cool for me. He also got fucking destroyed though, so. That was funny.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought he was gonna play like a bigger role, I guess.
I think what they should have done. Oh no, I talked about this with Eli actually. Like they should have showed them fighting Thanos. So then it was like, oh shit, they have a chance against Wanda. But then she does what she does anyway. So like make us be like, oh shit, never mind.
Yeah.
But Eli said no, they had the book, so their fight with Thanos probably wasn't fucking anything. The book that just like grant anything.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, I thought he was gonna be a bigger
Yeah, he kind of just got wiped too.
yeah, I was like, oh man, that's it. But 'cause I liked him a lot too. Like I like him in a big X-Men fan of him specifically, not all the movies, but yeah. Anyway, the
The big one.
big
I mean, yeah, go ahead.
one. John Krasinski. I was like, oh shit. Like, what is he doing here?
I was also like, oh shit, yeah. My theater was actually dead silent. Like nobody, it's like nobody was a Marvel fan in there. Nobody
Wow.
reacted, nothing. Yeah. I was kind of like happy a little bit. I was like, wow. Because then it made like the appearances more awkward. So like, yeah, when he showed up, I was just like, verbally, I was like, oh shit. But everybody just dead silent. I was like,
It was cool to see. I mean, I didn't expect it, so I kind of just like went with it, you know? But it was pretty cool to see, I think.
Do you want him to be Mr. Fantastic?
I think it works. I think it works. But like, what are they even gonna do anything? Because I mean, you know, of what happened
Or
there.
because he gets fucking his turns into
Dude,
somebody touching my spaghetti.
that was cold, by the way, when Juan was like, "You do you have kids?"
Oh yeah.
they'll have someone to take care of them. I was like, oh shit. But
What if he said no? I mean, then she would have just killed him
yeah,
anyway.
she'd
Oh,
be like,
well.
oh, well, tough.
Yeah. In my opinion, I don't want him to be. I could care
Wow,
less.
you don't want him
I
to
could
be.
care less. Like, if he is Mr. Fantastic, then cool. Everybody gets what they want. But I kind of
Why are
I
you
don't see
against
him.
it?
Okay, there's two reasons. One, I don't see him being the smartest man in the universe because he's supposed to be the smarter than everybody. He's supposed to be smarter than Tony Stark, than Bruce Banner,
Right.
than Black Panther's sister. Right? Yeah, he's supposed to be the smartest, but I don't see John Krasinski. I don't think he could play that guy, to be
Okay.
honest. And also, my second reason is they need another main character for this universe after Tony Stark. And I wanted that to be Reed Richards, and I can't see John Krasinski, being the
Yeah.
lead of this whole cinematic universe. But that might not be where they're going, so
I don't.
that was just me.
Yeah. Well, with that movie, I don't think that's where they're going for sure. But, because I agree, I don't think he could carry the whole universe. But I think.
Yeah, like Robert Downey Jr. did, right?
Yeah. But, like, I buy
Right
him
now,
as Mr. Fantastic, though.
Right now,
Personally.
I think the main character of the MCU is probably Doctor Strange.
That's what I was thinking, too. Like,
Yeah.
but this kind of flopped a little bit, so. What do they do now?
I mean, he's still good. He could just show up like wherever he wants, honestly, in
That's
any
true.
other movie or show.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like he's kind of their best bet as like the lead right now.
Yeah.
Because I can't really think of anyone else
Because
that they've.
the only OG left besides Hawkeye who's not going to be in the lead is Thor, but
They're about to
I mean he
close him
could
out.
I feel like he's staying.
Oh, really?
Even though they're introducing Natalie Portman, I feel like he's still going to be around.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of curious to see what they do with that. But yeah. Anyway, I read this from Eli earlier. I don't think it was just believing your in yourself. I think it was more she was afraid of her parents because she killed her parents with it. I get that, I think. I think, but like, I don't know. One talk with Doctor Strange wasn't enough of a realization for me.
I mean, it wasn't one talk, it was built up throughout the entire movie, I feel like.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was fine. It's just like a minor thing. For me, it was a minor thing.
Yeah, I wasn't into it.
No, yeah.
But yeah. She talked to tons of Stranges? Oh, Doctor Stranges. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. For me, it just didn't do it. Just didn't do it for me. He was the last person to hear from because the rest betrayed her, so it meant more. Was it a bunch of strangers or was it just that one, the dead one?
I'm assuming before that it was like she was with a bunch of other strangers.
The dead strange was fucking awesome, by the way. That was sick.
Yeah,
That
that was
whole
cool.
like sequence. Like, hey yo, you're not allowed to do this. Stop. Anyway, but yeah, what would you give this movie out of five?
To three, fine, like all the others.
Hey, you sound like you're really like losing faith here.
I mean, that's how I think that's just how I've always felt about Marvel. It's just there's only like five Marvel movies where I'm like, yeah, these are like really good.
Yeah.
The rest are just like all the same to me. That doesn't mean they're bad. It's just, I could watch them and then be like, oh yeah, that's awesome, and then move on and watch, like fucking a good like, yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna give it a 3-2. I don't think it's nothing to sneeze at for sure. Definitely did not live up to the hype at all. Because when Spider-Man came out and then we saw the teaser for this, it was like, oh shit, they're gonna kill it. Something crazy is gonna happen. And it flopped. So I what do they do now? We'll see.
I mean, it didn't flop. Flop is like they lost money.
Well,
They never lose money.
it flopped in terms of
Wow.
how do I say, like clout? I don't know.
I
Perception.
don't know what the word for that is. I get what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
I was just being a fucking nerd.
But yeah. So, I guess we'll see what happens in Love and Thunder.
Yeah. Oh, first is Miss Marvel, the Disney Plus show. I think it's that first.
Oh, another show? I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Dang. Are we gonna watch that?
I mean, I was gonna watch it regardless. Like, I talk all this. It's not even talking shit, but like, I'm so indifferent about Marvel, but I'm still gonna like
You'll watch
be like the
everything.
first one. Yeah, to
I'm
watch everything.
just tired of shows, man. TV shows are gonna be the death of me, man. There's just too many. I like when I can get the story all in one sitting now. It's just faster. It's just more efficient for me. Anyway.
What if it was a 6-hour movie instead of 1-hour episodes?
Even that would work better because I can, after dinner, I can just do it in one night. And not, there's no like mental breaks. Because, like, you know, when an episode ends and you're like, all right, cool. And then, like, you're like, oh shit, I gotta do this or I gotta do that.
I see. A movie has to, it's forced to keep you
Exactly,
like
yeah.
going. Yeah.
But the 6-hour movie still sounds terrible, to be honest. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, the longest movie I've ever watched is probably like 4 hours. I don't think, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. All right, moving on to the next thing that we watched, also Marvel
Yeah,
related,
that's it.
Moon Knight or Moon Knight.
Moon Knight.
Anyway, what are your thoughts on Moon Knight?
I do think it's the best Disney Plus show so far for Marvel. Just the because I think the thing with me is like how much character is involved. Because the thing I hate when people say, "Oh my gosh, the acting is so good," it's but like most of the time they're just crying. It's like that's not acting, you know. Acting is when you look at a character and you see the character, not the actor. Like they transform. And I feel like Moon Knight is like one of the closest so far that like that reaches that.
Yeah, he did act. That was acting,
Yeah.
what we
Yeah.
saw
You
there.
finished it? I'm surprised you finished it.
What do you mean surprised I finished it? What do you mean?
It's like 3 days it took to finish it.
Yeah, it was the plane ride, that's why. Anyway,
That's true, that's true.
but yeah, I thought it was, I agree, it's probably the best Disney Plus show for sure.
Yeah.
And I liked Loki a lot, but this is just better.
Yeah, for me it was Loki too, but like compared to this, I don't think Loki's better than this.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. I think Oscar Isaac played both parts really well.
Yeah.
I think the whole gods thing is really different. And I didn't know like any of the background of like the gods or anything like that, so I feel like it made me kind of like lean in more 'cause I had to figure out what was going on. So I liked
Yeah,
that.
there's like kind of a mystery to
Yeah, it's like something I'm not really used to, like that kind of setting or that lore or anything like that. So I thought it was really original there. I couldn't tell. Yeah, I couldn't tell if he was British or American for a while. I had to look it up. So,
Oscar Isaac?
yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
So,
That's a good sign.
yeah, really good. I was really impressed with him, overall. But yeah, I mean, I don't even know what else to say about it. It was a great show. A little quick. I wish, well, I don't want to say I wish it was longer because, like, I think the story was great as it is.
Yeah.
But I just wish there were more episodes, I guess, which is a good thing. So, like, do you know what they're planning to do with him or what?
That's the thing. Everybody's waiting for a season 2 announcement, but they didn't even do that yet.
Because they're like doing, they got all these characters, and what are they gonna do with them? Like Hawkeye, like what's going on there? You know what I'm saying? Like, all
I mean,
right.
I personally like that we don't know the plan because,
Yeah, I just
yeah.
want them to hurry the fuck up.
I think I said this with Eli too. Like they're like building up all these teams, not just the Avengers. And once they have all these teams set up, then we can fight whatever we need to fight.
Damn, the amount of setup required. Yeah, I guess that's a good way to think about it. It's like all set up until we get to these banger movies, you know?
I will say though, what this whole show is about, Mr. Robot did it better. I don't like being that guy that's like, oh, this show did it better. But Mr.
Damn.
Robot did create DID, like this was like a what was the word I'm looking for? It's like a, I don't know what the word is. I don't want to say baby version, but like, yeah. Moon
It's
Knight did like a lesser version of it. Mr.
damn.
Robot's really good. I just want everybody to watch Mr. Robot because that show did what this show did it like 100 times better, I'll say.
Wow. I didn't watch
But
Mr. Robot.
with that said, like what this show did, it was like on the same level and it was really good still.
Nice.
Like how it, when you like when they form another personality, it comes, it's like based in trauma, that's why. And yeah, so they, yeah, that was really good, the way they portrayed it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I gotta watch Mr. Robot, but that's good that you watched both and you still liked it. So,
Yeah.
that's a good thing. I really liked the uniform switches too. Like both
Oh yeah.
his whole vibe is like super clean. I like it a lot. Big fan. And then I like that the girl got powers too. 'Cause I
Dude,
like the hippo character.
I like the Hippo character too. I don't know why I, damn, I didn't see that coming, but I did like before that they like revealed that she's like, oh, she's a superhero now. There's an episode where like she kept getting into trouble, and I was just like the whole time I was like rolling my eyes like, oh, kid, okay, Mark's gonna go fucking save her though. But, like he never did like at all really, and I was like, I was actually surprised. I was like, okay, this show actually is, you know, not so fucking cheap. Like she got out of the situations herself.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Do you what's her like? I was like, how does a hippo give her wings though? How's that work?
How does what is Khonshu even? He's like a bird. How does a bird
Yeah,
give?
I don't know. Like,
Yeah.
what's the correlation? I don't know. What it doesn't matter. It's just me like thinking, I guess, too much. But yeah, overall, it's a really cool show. What would you give it out of 5?
Five. Well, that's also a three. It's just fine.
Damn. All I feel like we were pretty positive, and then you ended up giving it the same as Doctor Strange.
I mean, yeah.
I'll go 3.5. I guess because you don't give
Yeah.
halves, but it was better
Yeah, I
than a
don't get that.
3, but not quite a 4. So we go 3.5. Definitely worth watching though on Disney Plus. All right. Anything else on Moon Knight?
I do want to see him interact with other characters, but
Yeah.
maybe we're not that far ahead yet.
Yeah. And I want to know. Oh, well, I guess they showed it. Well, like, yeah. That's the season 2 thing. Never mind.
I mean, I
Okay.
already spoiled some of it.
That's okay. We'll leave it. We'll leave it. We'll leave it.
All right. Oh, wait, what do you think of the villain, Ethan Hawke?
Oh, I liked him a lot.
Yeah, I thought he was really good. I was kind of bummed that they ended him the way they did. I kind of wanted to see more.
I was confused at the doctor parts, but I think it was like meant to be that way, but overall, like I really liked him a lot. I'm a big Ethan Hawke fan.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
He's a cool guy, yeah. He has that kind of like he had the right vibe, like that Jesus kind of vibe, you know what I mean?
Like cult. Yeah. Cult leader.
Yeah. He had the right vibe for it too, so it was good casting. But yeah, Moon Knight. Moon Knight.
Moon Knight.
Go watch that. Moving on to our last show, Ozark. The ending of Ozark.
Ozark.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Yeah, it was good.
Great analysis there.
I mean, yeah, from the beginning, I thought Ozark was just okay, but yeah, I did like how they ended it. It was like there were two ways it could have gone, and that was one of the ways.
Again, fantastic
I mean,
analysis.
can I just spoil it?
Yeah, fucking spoil it.
All right. Yeah, so it's either they succeed or they don't. And they did. That's it.
Yes.
The end.
You made it
Ozarks.
As simple as possible.
Or how about this? Either they succeed and everybody else doesn't, or they don't succeed and everybody else
thrives.
By everybody else, I mean Ruth. I mean Ruth.
In the end, they ended up being successful parasites, basically, right? Like,
yeah,
like they were.
They aren't the good guys.
Oh, yeah, but like, it's cool how.
I think whole point.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, the whole point is that we're not supposed to like them, and if this was actually happening, then we're supposed to fucking hate that they got away with it.
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't hate them.
Filth.
But I tend to,
I mean,
like,
they're bad people.
Yeah,
they're
I tend people. To side on. I tend to, like, root for the dark side usually. So that it's probably just a me thing. I don't know. Other people, let us know what you think. Like, did you root for them in the end? Did you hate that they won? Like, how'd you feel about the end of Ozark? But overall, like, I like what they did.
I like the ending too.
I liked the world that they built and what happened to the supporting characters. Yes. Except for Ruth. She kind of, well, I mean, it had to happen, you know, right? Like, I wasn't like super mad or sad about it.
That's what I was telling you. I was fucking upset. But the more I thought about it, I was like, yeah, there's no way she was going to make it out if the birds did.
Yeah. And like, I was like, well, she did it to herself. You know, she didn't have to kill Javi. She didn't have to do that.
Yeah, and then that's where I disagreed with you. Because, yeah, she did. She had to do something about it.
Damn. Yeah, I mean. But if she didn't, she would have lived. But the whole thing plays out differently. So I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, was there anything that could have stopped her from doing it? It was Wyatt. He's been there since day one. I don't think there's anything that would have stopped her from doing what she did.
I mean, she wasn't going to do it, right? And then something changed when
she
saw, like, Marty going around and, like, doing stuff and making moves, you know? And then all of a sudden the rage came back kind of thing.
I don't know. But also, why didn't they just kill the last one? Because there's one left, right? Where he was like gone and he came back. Three, his name was, or something.
Oh, yeah. He was just there the whole like last season.
Yeah.
But I guess like...
Kill him too. Might as well.
Yeah.
Make Ruth's life looking awful before you kill her too.
The whole thing was... I was like, there's no reason for him to die. Like, it would just be a waste of screen time.
That's true. A little bit.
Like, I literally did not give a shit about him at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, Navarro's ending. I got faked out. I thought he was
gonna
live.
Actually gonna make it
yeah,
out.
and then the guy pointed the gun and I was like, oh, I got fucked up. It was funny the way he turned around and like
oh, yeah.
He was fuming a little bit. He was like pulling the trigger. It was so
tragic. Yeah.
I really liked that a lot. And then I was happy the kids like kind of like came back to the nest kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
it would have been kind of whack if they just like left.
Yeah, that little like storyline of Wendy kind of. I wouldn't say she like got totally redeemed, but she did fucking wake up a little bit. Like she,
yeah.
She, why they did all this in the first place? Like that's she came back to that.
Yeah,
just for her family, not because she's fucking power hungry.
Yeah,
she woke up a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was nice. I liked that, and then I think that in the end made it easy for me to like feel happy about the ending. Yeah, Marty. The one thing I was telling you this too, like, Marty is the coolest character to me, and he's so OP. But like in the last season or two, he's kind of just there, and he kind of like checks out, and you don't really get to he's see him do it. As much cool yeah. stuff. Like yeah, so that's kind of the shitty part.
He knows he can't do anything. Everybody's gonna do whatever they want.
Yeah, because it's like Wendy kind of took over too much, and it didn't really let him do cool stuff.
That's probably why they gave him the Mexico episode.
Yeah, because I was going to say, the Mexico than, stuff yeah. is like, that was my favorite shit, like, to see him go to work.
That, yeah, other than that, did he really do anything?
Yeah, exactly.
Not really, right?
Yeah, not really. He's just there. And I was like, bro, like, this is my, this is the he's the reason I'm watching this show, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also like that the car crash was pretty much a bait. Like, there's no reason it needed to happen. Yeah. To make us
like, nobody died or anything.
Yeah. It was like, oh, who did? Did somebody cause the? No, it was just a total just accident. A bait. Like, didn't? Yeah. It yeah. was like, who, I forget who said it. Like, somebody told them that it was like a, it was an omen that they should. Yeah, I forget who told them that. But I was like, yeah.
Yeah. But overall, what would you give the show as a whole out of 5?
3.
Oh my god, you fuck! All right. As a whole, I'm gonna go ahead and give the show a 4.5 because
Wowzers.
I liked it a lot. I learned so much about money laundering, and I've never seen a show about money laundering. And I'm gonna do it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna do it. Yeah, I'm not gonna do it. I was just kidding. But it was really original to me, and I really enjoyed it a lot. So 4.5.
Can you hear that?
I can't hear that. What happened?
Oh, okay, there's somebody like mowing the lawn or something.
Oh, nice. You mow that lawn. Yeah. Any other thoughts on Ozark?
Yeah. No.
Oh, shout out.
Right now I'm watching. Sorry, go ahead.
Shout out Jason Bateman, because Elardo was saying good. Before, too, like, we thought he was just a comedy actor, but he's a real actor.
He is a real actor. Or... All actors are real actors.
But... Oh, true. Yeah, I didn't mean it like that. Just like, like.
I meant like, it was hard to see that he was just a comedic actor before this. Like now, I just
Thank
see
you.
Fucking Marty.
Yeah, Wood. I should yeah. have spoke for you.
No, that's all right. That's all right. You got what I was saying.
Anyways, yeah, that's all we had for this week. But I feel like we had a good conversation today. I enjoyed this. But anyway, I'm gonna get my plugs off. Follow us on social media, especially Instagram, probably only Instagram, at Mixed Podcasting. That's where we post our clips and post when we're going live and occasionally like some Q&A stuff. I don't know. Just stuff on there. Go check it out. If you like the live show, I didn't really sell that well, but just go follow us on Instagram. If you like the live show, though, be sure to drop a follow here on Twitch because we do the show live here every other Wednesday night. And next episode, we have the movie Men, Top Gun Maverick, which Elardo tells me got a standing ovation at a film festival. And I was like, what? Yeah.
5 minutes standing ovation.
5 minutes, bro. How do you stand and clap for 5 minutes? I wouldn't do that for...
I mean... That's normal for film festivals.
Really?
Usually they go like even longer. Yeah, 5 minutes is like short actually compared
That's
to like
weird.
How it was before. Yeah.
5 minutes? You know how like when you've been standing and clapping so long and it's kind of, you can kind of feel like, all right, that's enough. We can sit down now, you know?
But if a movie's really good, then it's like, no, we gotta keep going.
That's so ridiculous. So yeah, Men, or I'm sorry, Top Gun Maverick, which I've been talking some shit about, honestly. Like I'm saying,
really,
I'm like, all right, it's overrated. You know, not gonna be anything crazy. We're just gonna get a Top Gun movie, planes, cool. But I mean, 5 minutes standing ovation. All right, you better fucking show me something then.
I didn't watch the first one, so I gotta watch it.
Yeah, watch the first one. Watch the first one before you watch it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Top Gun. Atlanta season 3, which I'm excited for. It's been a while, huh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been like 3 years. Yeah. Probably even more.
So probably gonna have to like, they need like a flashback or they need to refresh me. I fucking forget.
Recap.
Yeah, I need a recap.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then
I think
oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I need to know is that they all went on tour. I think that was like the last thing that happened. They're going on like on a world tour with Chance the Rapper guy, the guy based on Chance the Rapper. They're going
Oh.
on a tour with him.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that. Fuck.
It's like somebody pla they tried to plant a gun on him or something, but then he still got through, and then he like I forget. Yeah, I remember that episode. I was like, oh shit.
Oh shit, I gotta watch it again,
We'll
I
see.
think.
Yeah.
But yeah, Atlanta and possibly Stranger Things. I say possibly, but I should watch it. Like, I'm just honestly really checked out of it. I don't know, how are you feeling on Stranger Things right now?
I mean,
Excited?
probably same as Marvel. Like, I'll watch it. I think it's because that first season was so good. I remember that was when like Netflix was just like, like yeah, you just have it for like movies.
Yeah.
And then so I didn't think of anything of like when people were like talking about Stranger Things. I was like, all right, I'll watch it. And then I watched that was like the first time I ever binged something where I like watched season one like that I spent that night watching the entire first season. It was so good.
Yeah.
So I think that feeling is still there. Like I still wanna watch the show because it gave me that experience the first time.
I was gonna say they're really milking season one, man. Like after that, I lost interest real quick. But season one was really good, so that's the whole reason like people still watch it, I think. I mean,
Yeah,
unless,
probably, yeah.
yeah. Anyway, so that's on the list. So it's honestly, to be totally real with you guys, like if I feel like spending my free time, my limited free time to watch it. So we'll see. If anything, maybe Alardo can say something about it. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, that's it.
Oh,
Oh, go ahead.
well, this might be the deal breaker then. It's a part one.
Oh. How many episodes do you know?
Don't know, actually. It might be like seven or eight or
Well,
six.
I won't say no, but like
All right.
we'll see, we'll see, we'll see. But yeah, that's all we had for today. Shout out to Nate and shout out to Eli for hanging out with us, and giving their input and insight on the movies today. We really appreciate that. I love good conversation. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Any closing thoughts from you, Alardo? All right. You sh
Oh, there's that.
nice. Yeah.
Sorry, excuse me.
You was giving out threes today like Steph Curry. There you go.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see you guys next time on the mix.